Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Oh, are you ever so busy that you can't even shave your legs at home? This is personal for me, okay? I have had such a stressful month that I kid you not, I have a mom bag in my car, and in my purse, I have like a small little baggie. I have one of these razors in my mom bag, in my shower, and in my personal purse. Like car, purse, home. Anywhere I go, I have one of these. And I also have one at like two of my friends' houses. But anyways, I am just obsessed with clean, shaved legs, especially before you go to bed and in those sheets. Just thinking about that makes me happy. Guys, little things in life make me happy. But I've been obsessed with the Gillette Venus. It's like such a cute color too, but I have other colors as well. So I just wanted to put you guys on and talk about my favorite things about the Gillette Venus razor. So this one is the Venus for pubic hair and skin razor. It's optimally spaced out blades to allow the razor to cut hair while barely touching the skin. This razor minimizes irritation in the pubic area where the skin is delicate and the hair is coarse. The skin smoothing exfoliant is great prior to shaving or in between hair removal days to help protect against cuts. Their 2-in-1 cleanser and shave gel protects skin from irritation during the shave and can be used as a shave gel or as a daily gentle cleanser. And the daily smoothing serum helps maintain skin hydration and reduce itching. Check out GilletteVenus.com to learn more about why these products have been flying off the shelves everywhere. Go get it. Trust me. What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. It's your host, Jordan Jones. Welcome back to What They Don't Tell You. Today, I'm sitting here with Emma Brooks McAllister. I said it all. I said the whole thing.
You said the whole thing.
How do you feel about that, sis? She's a TikToker, model, like, honestly, just queen. Young, thriving queen we got here today. So I want to start off by telling everyone where you came from and, honestly, like, when you posted your first TikTok, maybe? Like, let's start there.
I am from Louisiana, South Louisiana to be exact, and if I posted my first TikTok, I would say November 2019.
Oh wow! So exactly 2 years ago.
Almost. Wow. But I was on the whole like Musical.ly wave and Vine wave. I was a part of all of that. But I was late to TikTok a little bit because my Musical.ly page was very frowned upon in my high school, and I just didn't want to give in to that whole thing again. So I didn't. It took me a while to get on that train.
But honestly, I feel like that happened with everybody. I remember when – so I did Musical.ly too. Yeah. And when they had the announcement party for TikTok, all of us got invited. We were all there. And we had – like, they didn't tell no one. Like, it wasn't like a little – okay, we're announcing this new thing tonight. Everyone come and, like, be there. It was literally like, we have a surprise tonight and everybody come. And I remember they launched TikTok. TikTok was born, and this was probably, like, a year before anyone posted because everyone thought they were just, like, cringe labeled around it.
Yes. So that was, like, the whole part. I was like, I'm not doing that. I was like, I'm not downloading it. It's stupid.
But imagine if we just wouldn't have cared what people thought and we would have just hopped on it right away.
Imagine. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there was definitely a prime era for 2019 to 2020 TikTok. Like, if that would have just been moved a year back. But also, I'm, like, kind of grateful whenever it happened because it happened right as I was graduating high school. So it was, like, it was giving me the – I wasn't even on, like, TikTok that seriously until, like, the beginning of this year.
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, I just moved out to L.A. for, like, an internship I had. Like, I was going for modeling, like – I had done pageants before all of this, and it was just, like, social media was a little bit a part of that, more Instagram than anything.
Yeah.
But TikTok just kind of accidentally happened. Like, I was never going for that.
Yeah, of course. I feel like that happens to everybody.
It's
literally
crazy.
I accidentally became famous.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it's happened for a lot of people on TikTok.
And speaking of, like, pageants... You were, like, Miss Louisiana, right? Like, who can say that?
I was Miss Louisiana teen, yeah. That was – it's honestly, that title is kind of a big reason as to why I was able to make it out to L.A. Because just, like, it started, like, a domino effect of, like, I got the title, and then I went to Miss Teen USA, and I started working from Sherry Hill.
Oh, because really? Of
that, yeah, so I, like, would go to market for Sherry, and, I mean, they are sponsored the Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, so it just, like, put me in connection with them. And then I got my internship from a leadership camp that I got from a judge that judged my pageant. And,
oh, my gosh. So and, it really and, was a domino effect
yeah, because I wasn't – my mom I wasn't going to get any support to go to college out here because, I mean, the main goal is for, like, modeling, so it just – it was a waste of time.
Yeah.
But she would have supported me if I got an internship, which I was able to find a way to find it.
Yeah.
So I kept in touch with the internship for a year during senior year, which is quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I just moved out last July.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we met about a year ago.
Yeah, yeah, which is so
in, like,
crazy.
July. Mm-hmm. So how did you meet Olivia and all of them?
So I met Olivia actually through a group chat with one of my pageant friends.
No way.
So especially, like, that whole effect, like, I didn't – that was never on purpose. Like, everything's just been so organic.
Mm-hmm.
Liv and I, like, bonded over modeling.
Yeah.
And then we both, like, realized that we moved to LA at the same time. And then we went on a hike. And then we went on another hike.
I feel like you guys became friends, like, right when I met you both.
Yeah, we were, like, because we moved at the same time. And, like, I slid up on her story. And I was like, you're moving to LA? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I live in LA, too. And we were just, like, both kind of figuring it out, like,
wow,
we're still rookies, but, you know, like, we were just rookies and we were just like, let's do something fun. We went hiking.
And then her launch party for her swimsuits.
Yeah.
And then now a year later, you just, what is your collection that you just dropped?
So,
would you like to talk about that?
Yeah. So, I just dropped a collection with Brinsea Apparel.
I need
I love them. I've been, it started off with, like, a little bit of gifting with them. Like, love their clothes. You know, I would just post. Mm-hmm. And then we did move to shoots together. And then they named some products after Devin and I.
Okay.
And then it just was like, I wear their jeans all the time. Like, and I get asked about them a lot, so...
And it just became a natural partnership.
Yeah,
because you love the clothes.
Exactly.
They loved working with you. So then how did you get to pick your pieces? Was it a whole collection that they had and you, like, basically picked your favorites? Did you design anything? Like, mm-hmm. How did that all go down?
There's a couple things in there, like the terry cloth sets, some of the
I love those.
Some of the wrap tops, the play suit, the hats and the purses. Those are all kind of, like, designs that, like, we came up together. I was like, I really like terry cloth right now. Mm-hmm. Like, what can we do with that? I really like play suits right now. What can we do with that?
Okay,
really like argyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that on the play suit.
That's so sick.
And then, I mean, like, I took pieces, like, I love their jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was just like, let's just, like, so, like, that's something I really love. So I took some pieces that they had already that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have these sets. They're angel and devil sets.
Okay.
It's like a little bralette, a little biker short moment.
Cute.
And then, like, that's just, like, a best-selling product they have that I already love a lot, and their jeans I already love a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I did them in, like, different colors that they didn't have.
Yeah.
And I also changed the label to 50-50.
I saw that.
Yeah, because that's a little...
Instead of angel devil.
Mm-hmm. The 50-50 part is... kind of a little bit of a foreshadowing for some future projects.
Ooh.
Hint, hint, hint.
So you really went from, like, Louisiana to all of this amazing things in LA, but clearly there was stuff in the middle. Clearly there was viral videos. Do you remember your first main, like, For You page hit? Or, like, because obviously you were on Musical.ly, but then TikTok's the second wave. How did you really get recognition on TikTok? And then it just continued to spiral to, like, now making a name for yourself instead of, like, just being a model and, like, being in, like,
yeah,
having an internship. Like, how did you just be, like, you really became a TikToker?
I feel like one of the first videos that went viral for me was a high quality video that I did.
Yes, you always do those.
Like, I do them. I like to do them. They're, like, they're fun, and I did the good old thirst traps, but then I also, like, tried to, like, mix it up with mental health videos in between. Mm-hmm. Mental health has, like, always been something I've always posted about, like, ever since the Miss Teen USA,
mm-hmm.
like, time, because I would have my own title page.
Yeah.
So, and I had to have a platform, like, every
nice.
Pageant title holder will have something they're passionate about, and that mm-hmm. they'll speak on, whether it's, like, something personal or someone's, their family member goes through, and something
I've carried that on, yeah.
Yeah, something I've always, like, dealt with is mental health. So that was my platform for the time, and it's just carried over into social media. And it'll just, like, I'm just, like, honest about how I feel, which is apparent, like, it's just a way that I'm advocating for it and something I am kind of figuring out how to promote, like, every day.
Yeah.
You know, and I still keep my regular content that I like to do just because it's fun for me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just all very me.
Yeah.
You know?
If there's, like, one message that you really want to portray to the world, what do you think that is? One.
Wow. She just went for it.
I never get serious on here. And then I dropped my voice. And I was like, yeah, what's one message?
I think a lot of people need to remember that everything gets better and that in the end of it all, that it'll be okay. And that we need to give each other, like, time. You need to be patient with yourself.
Yes.
It's a pattern. Things get worse and things get better, and then things will get bad again and they'll get better again. Like, life is never going to be perfect, and that's just how it is. But it's, like, learning how to work with it and go with the flow and be patient with yourself and others.
And especially with what I've been going through recently, I definitely can see why people would almost envy our lives, because I'm going through so much right now, but I'm, like, I'm not gonna post everything on the internet. So people really see the highlights in my happiest moments, or, you know, me going, you know, trying to get better when obviously my life isn't perfect and, like, I am in, like, bad waves right now.
Yeah.
But people don't see that. So I just, like, I totally agree with, like, everything that you said, and I'm sure that will help someone out there listening. But yeah, we just got serious for 5 seconds. Time to pick it back up.
No, you're good. I feel like a lot of people don't understand. I feel like it's more of, like, people don't understand this lifestyle. I didn't. I never did. I always assumed, like, what was on the internet was what's reality and what you see on daily, like, on Snapchat. Yeah. You're in the Snapchat news and whatever. Yes. It's, like, all real, and it's just not at all.
When you're at the store and you're about to check out at the register, it can be so annoying to look through your purse for your wallet. So why not just pay with your phone? Good news! PayPal QR code payments are now accepted at CVS stores nationwide. It's super easy to make touch-free payments with your phone. Plus, you get $10 cash back your first purchase of $20 or more. Just head to your local CVS and pay using your PayPal or Venmo app. To see terms and learn more about how to earn $10 cash back, go to paypal.com/Jordan. PayPal QR code payments are secure, convenient, and you're basically getting paid to use it whenever you walk into CVS. I love it. It's just a few taps and I'm done. No credit card needed. It works at the cashier or the self-checkout. PayPal is taking things to the next level. To get $10 cash back on your first transaction of $20 or more, just head to your local CVS and pay using your PayPal or Venmo app. That's $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more with the PayPal or Venmo app. To see terms and learn more about how to earn $10 cash back, go to paypal.com/Jordan. Today's episode is brought to you by Quip. So my Quip electric toothbrush is pink metal. I love the color of it. The quality is amazing. And I definitely am a fan of singing while I brush my teeth. And I feel like it's so cool that they give you tips and everything of how to actually give you better smile and better teeth, because who doesn't want to have the best breath and the best teeth out there? They also have a brand new amazing product, the Quip Smart Brush, for kids and adults that connects to the Quip app with Bluetooth. It lets you track when and how you brush and gives tips and coaching to improve your habits. I love their mint and watermelon toothpaste with anti-cavity ingredients for strong, healthy teeth, because of course watermelon mint is my favorite. Quip offers floss that extends to clean and comes with a refillable dispenser to reduce waste. In addition to brush heads, Quip also delivers fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months for just $5. Shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/Jordan Jones right now to save $10 on a Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. That's $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush at getquip.com/Jordan Jones, spelled GETQUIP.com/Jordan Jones. Quip, the good habits company.
Get excited to get dressed again with the new collection from American Eagle. Visit AE.com or your nearest store to shop the softest ever tees, 90s-inspired fits, and must-have jeans that look as good as they feel. Our current obsessions, highest waist 90s boyfriend, your fave 90s-inspired fit with a relaxed straight leg and our highest rise. The mom straight jean is the must-have mom fit with a classic straight leg, and the super high-waisted flares is a super high-rise slim leg and just the right amount of flair. For access to the best perks and rewards at American Eagle, make sure to check out the Real Rewards credit card. You can get an extra 20% off your purchase and free shipping and returns. Right now, they are offering an exclusive offer for my listeners. Open a new account by 9/30/21 to get a $50 bonus reward loaded to your account after you make your first purchase with your Real Rewards credit card. Text Jordan, that's J-O-R-D-Y-N, to 37585 to see if you pre-qualify. Subject to credit approval and a Real Rewards credit card, must be used as sole payment type. Must be 18 years or older to apply. Text message rates may apply. And I'm sure, like, since living in like a content house or living in LA, even without any of that, you've been so fast. Like, you've probably seen so much and been through so much in such a small amount of time. But with like the content houses, I know like no one wants to speak on those a lot. But what was like, what's like a highlight of living in one of those? And what is like just something that you were like, okay, good thing I live on my own now, because, or like you don't live on your own, but you live like not.
Yeah. Well, it was good that I did live alone for like a very long time, for like 8 months before I even lived in that content house. And the best part and the reason why I even moved in that house in the first place was because of the girls. Mm-hmm. And like, those girls are like my best friends now, and they're going to be my friends for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I love them all. And we're like all stuck close together. Yeah. Like, we were very close and we talked and we were honest. And it's a reason why like the house ended. Because we knew we were better off just like not having, there's just like so much that goes into a content house that people don't really think about.
Yeah. And because you also have to like, promote also this group. And I feel like a lot of people, because it's hard to just be, it's like almost like a public relationship when you're friends with someone. And then like you live with them and you have to like promote a house, you have to promote being like friends with them, and you have to constantly make content. It's almost like you'll burn out at some point too. Or you'll, you know, you can still be friends with someone, but like posting about it kind of might get exhausting, or like making new content. But at the same time, it's perfect living in a content house, because then you always have content, you always have people to film with. So it's like a good bad scenario, I feel like.
Yeah, and it also depends on like the people, because sometimes like you may be in a place where it's like people are very materialistic, and then I'm lucky that the girls that I lived with were not like that, and we're like all really real with one another, and like I formed my own relationship with each one of them, like personally.
Yeah.
And it just like, with everything that you have going on outside of your promotions of the house, like it's a lot to like keep in order. It's like a lot to do, and it became too much for all of us, and that's why it was just like a very mutual decision for us to just be friends outside of it.
And now you just live with Liv, right?
So Olivia and I just moved into a place together. Olivia's been like
A year ago. Wow.
Yeah, we became, she was my like first friend that I had in LA.
Yeah.
And she became my first person, and she's been like my person ever since. And I'm like very grateful to have found her. I feel like everyone was warning me whenever I first came out to LA. They're like, be careful who you're friends with. Everyone's toxic. And I mean, people are toxic, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
It is still like that, but I'm very fortunate to have found a group of people and keep people. You know, like, it's easy to spot the toxic ones, like, very fast, so you can just pick them up. Yeah,
I feel like it's easier if you had just come, like, if you went from, like, zero to, like, LA. Because if you, like, did, like, a slow transition over, like, a couple years, it's, like, almost harder, because then you kind of become that over the course of being in LA. But then if you just came from, like, you know, Louisiana girl to living in LA, it's easier for someone like you, I feel like, to spot out the toxic people.
It was very easy. And also, like, high school was just a very interesting experience for me. So already having, like, had to go through that and just, like,
You got prepared. You're like, shout out to all of you guys.
I was like, thanks, guys. Y'all prepared me. It just, like, have thick skin.
Yeah.
You know?
So then with everyone that you've met out in L.A., you're super close with Liv now, and your boyfriend's also, like, a TikToker, right?
Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
So Zach and I, it's actually very funny, because we didn't meet over social media. Oh. I had no idea who he was until I met him at a little, like, home gathering of a friend that Liv and I are very mutual friends, and went from Liv's house over there, and I walk in, and he's the first guy I saw, you know, and then he just...
Like a movie.
It was a little bit. But he just started talking to me, and we hit it off the whole night.
How long ago is this?
It's almost been 10 months.
Oh,
it was November 12th.
Aww. And how long did you guys start dating after you met?
We started talking the day after. We started talking the day after, honestly. Because when we met.
I see you. I like it. I want it. I got it.
And so I went home for Thanksgiving, like, 3 days later for 2 weeks. I left for 2 weeks.
So the heart grew fonder.
Yeah, no, for real. The way my brain works is if I don't see a person consecutively, like, I kind of forget. It's just, like, my ADD. Yeah. It's just, like, how it goes in my brain. So, like, the fact that I met this man who I just, like, I don't know anything about, and then I'm
like
still,
three days
like...
later.
And then 2 weeks later, I don't see his face for 2 weeks, and I'm like, I want to see him again. So that's how I kind of also knew that I really liked him, because I wanted to see him still. I didn't forget about him, so I was like,
I didn't forget about you, so I love you.
Exactly. That's how my brain.
The TikTok trend I did this morning was like the, stop treating me like I'm some girl that's obsessed with you. And then it clips and goes, I'm obsessed with you.
It is.
Wait, so, and then like officially dating, do you have like that date?
So officially dating was April 10th.
Oh, wait, a long time.
I mean, I honestly, like...
You were dating.
I call us dating for, like, the past 9-10 months, because I never asked him what we were. I was like, what are we? Like, I just knew. Like, we just knew that we weren't talking to anyone else. We knew that we were together. I didn't want to rush it. I was like,
it's like having a contract or not having a contract with a manager.
Yeah. It is. I was just like, I didn't want to rush it. I didn't want to freak him out, and I didn't want to freak myself out.
I love that.
So I was like, you know what? We're just going to take our time. And then like for 5 months, I took us to Malibu, and he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Okay. Oh. You're like, for 5 months, now I'm official. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the name of the show is What They Don't Tell You. I want to know what's one thing that they don't tell you about making TikToks. Pretty vague, but just what's one thing that they don't tell you that's like that's maybe low-key or a little secret trick or something that you've pointed out or seen that you want to point out?
It's a lot harder to be motivated to film videos, and it's really hard to like make sure that your content is authentic to yourself and that you're promoting a good message while also posting fun videos that are just for you. Because honestly, if you think about it, TikTok is just like a place that you're supposed to make your own kind of content that makes you happy. It's a break from like your normal life. But like when you're an influencer or content creator, like you're expected to be also,
up to par too.
You're supposed to be spreading this message. And you're supposed to be always this and always that. You're
role
not supposed
model.
To be yourself. Like, if you're just, like, if you're posting to a rap song or, like, if you're just being, like, having a good time with your friends, then, like, it can be deemed, like, bad because you're not posting about this and you're not posting about that. And, like...
I completely agree.
And, like, I think that it's difficult because we're all so young. Like, I'm 19. I just turned 19 back in May. Like, I'm figuring...
Wow.
At this time in our lives, like... People are saying that they're figuring out who they are. They're in college, figuring out what they want to do for the rest of their lives. And
then it's just us. That's just like expected.
We're here. We're supposed to know now. We're supposed to know who we are as a person now. We're supposed to know what we want and what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. And it's a lot of pressure.
And like there's so many things that, like you said about, oh, why aren't we posting about this? It's not even just like. It's also so many things that we can't post. There is so many things that I bet even like you do or people you hang out with or like a little side of you that no one knows yet or anything that we just can't share because either we're scared of what people will think or we honestly, we say that, oh, like, you know, be yourself. But at the same time, we know we can't because we would get like,
you'll get, because no one understands like the context of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone will take something that they know very little about and they'll run with it and they'll create any scenario out of it.
Yep.
And it's just like, how do you stop? Like you can't stop people from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just,
we just try to stay out of it.
Exactly. Like for everyone else, like TikTok is fun and relieving and relaxing. And for the rest of the people that are trying to just make it somewhere, I feel like people just think that TikTok's going to be the end all be all, but that's not how it is for the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's why you do things like this.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. You make a business.
Yes. I'm so, I loved having you on, especially because like we got to actually get real with each other.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're not done. We have fan questions and everything, but like, I just felt like it was like a really good conversation. And especially I loved your answer about like just being real and like that TikTok is, Like I said earlier, it's just, it's not exactly how it looks. Yeah. Nothing is as it seems.
Exactly. And that's how it is with everything. I think people just don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, y'all. We do actually have some rapid fire questions for you. I haven't done this in a while. But right. I was like, you know what? I was like, I've only hung out with her once. We should probably get to know each other a bit.
Rapid fire questions.
All right, rapid fire. So quick answer, throw it out. Actually, I don't even like really know these answers. They're from the internet.
Scary.
Okay, if you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy?
Chicken piccata.
What is that?
I'm just like shouting out the first answer that's my.
What is that?
It's actually my. It's like one of my favorite dishes to make. It's like an Italian dish.
Oh, we love it. We love a wifey
with a lemon caper sauce. It's my favorite meal to make.
Yum. And that's what you're craving right now?
Yeah, it is. I haven't had it in a really long time. So
you're going to go
like,
home and make that for dinner.
I really do want to.
Okay. What color is your toothbrush?
Blue.
Cute. Get Quip. Sponsored. Mine's black from Get Quip. If you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
An otter. My mom's favorite.
They're
so cute. They hide.
So you want to be your mom's favorite?
Yes. They hide seashells under their armpits. It's really cute.
King Julian.
You actually remind me of an otter now that I think about it.
That makes me happy.
Weird. Okay. Nah, you look like an otter. And then you're like, oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
What's one thing you want to add to your bucket list?
Jumping out of a plane.
Oh, we love skydiving.
I want to go skydiving.
Who is your favorite superhero?
It was Spider-Man growing up.
Same.
I love Spider-Man.
We love Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Who do you admire the most?
Wow. At this point in my life, it's still Cara Delevingne. She's always been my role model for like
I love her.
Years on end. She's been a very big inspo for me.
What is your favorite summer activity?
Oh, wow. Boating.
Oh, yes. Like, have you ever been like, what's it called? Rafting? No.
Oh, wait, I used to do it all the time.
Tubing.
Tubing. I love tubing. I love tubing.
I flew once.
It's fun.
I'm so light, you lose like a little bit of a grip and you.
I can't imagine you on a tube by yourself. I feel like you would just.
I thought I like lost my private parts one time. I fell so hard. I thought they were gone. I slammed on the ground. And I was swimming.
She's
dead. I'm doggy paddling and my friends are like, are you okay? And I remember lying and being like, I am. And I just wanted to swim down there and see if they were.
No.
Yo, I was on it. It was three people. I was in the middle of it. And there's a video somewhere on the internet. I flew. Okay.
Oh my God. I used to go in the bayou. That was scary. I didn't like it.
Wait, really?
Just because it's like all dirt, you know? Like swamp is just gross water. Just dirt and swamp.
You know what I found out recently that I just can't unhear? That I would, like, this is probably honestly top like three things I would want to unhear in my life. I swear. That, okay, I'm from Michigan. There's lakes everywhere, okay? Like,
okay.
It's a lake state, great lake state. So there's lakes everywhere. Bend kayaking, bend, like, everyone goes to the lake. And my, hopefully, oh my God, what if it's like fake, but it can't be. there's snakes in the lake.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't want to know that. And now I just... Now if I were to ever fall off a tube, that's the only thing I'm thinking about.
That's what I'm thinking about whenever I was... That's why I didn't like falling... I like tubing itself, but like going in the water and like the boat is far away snakes. From you. Yeah, and then like you're just like, there's either snake, alligator,
No, I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear anymore. Thank you. I don't want to hear anymore.
It's all murky water.
So you're saying it's a Great Lake Snake State.
Great Lake Snake State.
Great Lake Snake State.
What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Oh, love that. What's your favorite cartoon character?
Oh, wow. Oh,
I think Sailor Moon's hot. Just because I have a shirt. But I couldn't tell you anything else about
honestly,
that.
I'm really vibing with Peter Griffin right now.
Okay, cute.
I'm, like, obsessed with, Family Guy. I, like, love Family Guy.
If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
Paris.
Love that.
I love Paris.
What's your dream job?
Supermodel.
How tall are you, 5'11"?
Oh!
Did I just get it right?
No, but babe, thank you. I appreciate
that. It's actually on Google. It says you're 5'11".
Are you serious?
Yeah, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, really? It really does say that. I looked you up, girl.
There must be some casting director out there.
5'9". 5'11". 5'11". I'm 5'9 to 5'11". Take your pick.
Hi. Oh, it says you're 5'5". Just kidding.
I saw that.
You got to update that.
I responded to a TikTok comment the other day, and I was like, what? You think I'm what? People, my legs do look short on camera. Won't lie. Unless
mine
I'm in heels.
Long. People think
honestly,
I'm literally 6 foot tall.
I won't lie. You do look tall in videos.
I wish I was. Last question. And this is, what's it called? This is what's going on in the world right now. Hopefully you know about it. Are you going to be participating in the crate challenge?
Okay.
Crate Olympics. Hood Olympics. My friends are putting that on tomorrow.
Do you know what it is? I've been hearing about it, and it sounds so stupid to me, but I don't know initially what it is.
It's very stupid.
Is it like the Bird Box challenge where it's just like so dumb?
I mean, yes, but it's dangerous.
What is it?
Do you know milk crates?
Yeah.
People are stacking them, making like 30 of these things in like a line, and you have to walk up them and down them. And people are falling off the top, breaking their bones.
I don't understand. Who makes these?
I don't know.
I just, like, genuinely...
2021?
I know. I'm like...
So you're not going to be participating?
I won't be participating. Personally, I like my bones not broken.
You know? Why do we both say that at the same time? I feel like I would participate if it wasn't super high. Just because I got good balance. You hold your
core.
That's
true. Maybe if you jumped.
I'll show you a video right now. You're going to be like, wait, what?
I'm scary.
It is.
Is someone going to break their leg? I don't want to watch anyone break their leg.
Oh, I try not to show you that. It's actually not that high. I wonder if he falls.
Oh, my God. Oh! Oh!
So you're not going to be doing
no. That. Someone could die.
Did you
see the way he just
went? I
think
someone did because I think it was trending on Twitter this morning, but I didn't open it. It's bad.
That's terrible. Rest in peace. That's sad.
I don't know if someone actually did, but I swear that was trending earlier. I just did not want to open it.
That's scary. Because he just, like, completely, like, switched vertically. Like, he just went...
Oh, yeah.
Neck completely down.
It was at the ground. His neck,
his feet. Imagine. Yep. Like, one wrong move and you're paralyzed. Or dead for the rest of your life. Dead for the rest of your life.
I cannot. Okay. Wow, fan question time.
Okay.
No more Hood Olympics talk. Okay. How does your boyfriend feel about your posts that sometimes involve a lot of skin? Is he positive?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
We have, like, a lot of trust.
Yeah.
And, like, he knows I love him a lot, and I know he loves me a lot.
Yeah.
And he knows that those kind of videos and posts aren't, like, they're not supposed to be anything but more like of artistic creative freedom.
Exactly.
And it's just like, it's honestly, it helps me feel more confident in my own skin.
Aww.
Like, just like to embrace what I have.
And not have to like shell up almost.
Yeah, like I feel good about myself and I'm like, you know what, like if I post it, like I feel good and it makes me happy that I can do that. So I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
And he just hypes me up.
Good.
You know, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't like that, so you got a good one.
If he was, I just don't think. I feel like we both have standards.
Yeah.
If like we didn't fit those standards, we wouldn't be with each other, and we just by chance
match. What is it like living with Liv?
Honestly, I won't lie. So you're
like it sucks.
we just haven't been in the same spot for like a second. I just saw her in New York, but when we were like first living in our apartment, I was like working and moving at the same time, and I was like very absorbed in work, so it took me a second to move, and by the time I had moved she went back to New York. But where I'm like, I've stayed with her for a while before, like I've done it, and like we're both like really good at communicating mm-hmm. with one another, so it's
and it's
like,
almost like sometimes you will just feel like you live alone then if you're constantly both
yeah.
busy.
Oh no, for real. And like especially like she's like, we're both trying to become bi-coastal. She's mm-hmm. already bi-coastal. I'm just, like, spending more time in New York slowly. Mm-hmm. so it's, like, sometimes it's, like, living alone because, like, right now she's not here in L.A. So mm-hmm. it's just me in our apartment.
Yeah.
But I've been wanting to because we just communicate very well and, like, I want to be able to, like, know that I can live with someone. And she's, like, such a good person to be around.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, a little ball of light. Like, mm-hmm. she makes me want to be better as a person. So, like,
She totally is. I've literally met her, like, once or twice.
Yeah. And, like, she, like, even, like, whenever, like, you don't know her, she's going to invite you somewhere. She's going to do whatever it is to, like, make you feel included.
Mm-hmm.
She works really hard. She grinds, works out. Like, she eats healthy. Like, she wants to be happy. And she, like, does the things that...
Yeah.
make her happy, so mm-hmm. it motivates me to want to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I can just tell that about her. You just get that vibe.
Yeah.
There's like certain people, like you even, like we met and like clicked a year ago, and
yeah.
even if we haven't even seen each other, it's like you kind of just, there's some people where you can just like pick it back up or just immediately click with, and I feel like that's like so important, especially out here.
Oh,
like
yeah.
you were talking about. Okay, what is your biggest insecurity?
Which one? Let's
oh,
take it back.
No.
I mean, well, it's a very good question. Well, I'm trying to pick up. I am really working on it.
You should have the shortest list ever, girl.
Well.
Or nothing.
I'm not trying to, like, get too deep. I guess I'm trying to, like, I mean, I don't like myself a lot sometimes, like, with my personality. Like, I like my personality, and I like that I'm outgoing and everything,
mm-hmm.
but, like, feeling confident in who I am as a person just to, like, know for sure that I'm, like, being good and, like, doing the right things. Like, I can get, like, very insecure that I'm not, and,
mm-hmm.
and, like, my personality, like, if I'm talking too much, am I being too loud? Am I laughing too loud?
Wait, like, same.
Like, I just, like, yeah. I feel like that's just, like, the biggest part that I struggle with.
Like, you second-guess yourself.
I just second-guess myself, like, a lot. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of people do that, like, especially
mm-hmm,
with school, projects, jobs, asking for a raise, asking for...
Like, am I good enough? Am I good enough? Am I good enough?
Yeah, or, like, am I doing a good job? Like, oh, I just met this new person. Do you think that they hate me because I made this joke? That
yes.
was a little out there.
Yes.
Did I laugh a little too loud in front of this new group of people? Am I being too much in front of this new group of people?
Mm-hmm.
So... I guess that would be the biggest one.
Just, like, second-guessing
yourself.
But,
yeah, just, like, I've been working on it. Like, I feel like everyone is. But
mm-hmm.
it's a real thing that I feel
yeah.
like everyone feels like.
Totally.
Like, I feel like that.
It's literally one or the other. It's, you know, I remember being with my friends one time. And, like, I didn't, like, take, like, offense to it or whatever. But I was just like, whoa, wait. Like, all my friends,
yeah.
like, smoke, okay? And I don't.
Yeah.
And I remember one time someone was like, can she leave? She's killing my high or something.
No.
Almost in a joking way, which at the same time is maybe them second guessing if they like made the wrong joke to the wrong
yeah.
person, whatever. But like, I was just like, wait, you know, like I'm being myself.
Yeah.
And
like,
maybe, yeah, it's because I talk louder or I laugh louder or I'm more outgoing and, you know, they wanted to chill and then they, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
it's like, I'm still friends with all those people, but it was just like something that I was like, wait. That's what I feel like when I started being like, now if I'm around like anyone who's like smoking or whatever, I'm like, should I watch myself? You know,
no,
like
I
should
get
I
it.
not be as outgoing as I am because everyone else, like, I've started to work on the vibe and matching the vibe instead of being myself as much, because I am very outgoing.
I feel like it's like trying to match the energy but still be you. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you're still making your jokes and yeah, you're still being like loud, but like maybe not everyone wants to be loud in the moment. So you're like, you know what? I'm still going to crack this joke, but maybe in a quieter tone.
Yeah.
I'm still going to say it though. Because my thing is, I've tried changing. Mm-hmm. I tried changing in high school. I tried being someone else, and I literally just can't. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't change myself. It's something that, like, it's
which a part is good.
Of that. It's a part of that insecurity where I'm just like, I literally can't change myself, and I can't be something that everyone wants, and it's really frustrating. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you're not a bad person, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's not like I'm mean. I don't bully people.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, I'm loud, and I make jokes.
And I'm not going. Exactly. So deal with it.
So deal with it. So, like, I have to deal with it, too. So it's just, like, growing up, you know?
Growing up, for sure. All right, last question. Are you more happy living in L.A. than your hometown?
Yes.
A real happiness check.
I'm really happy. It's really interesting to, like, I'm definitely way more emotional here. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just because I don't really know, but I've gone through, it's like whenever I have my really, I've had my highest highs here, but like my lows have also been really bad. So I feel like the way I've always thought about it is like when you have something really good, mm-hmm. at some point you're going to have something equally just as bad.
Literally.
So I'm doing so good here. So sometimes when something bad happens, it just feels really bad.
When your highs are higher than mm-hmm. you could have ever imagined, your lows... Because instead of it being, you know, here and here, it's here and here.
It's always equal. Like, you know, Louisiana was just like, yeah, I love like the culture of New Orleans, and like, it's a fun place to visit, and like, mm-hmm. I'll always call it home. But I was never accepted for who I was, and I was never allowed to be myself, and I was bullied a lot, and I went through a lot of dumb mm-hmm. stuff with dumb people, and they're not as accepting over there.
Totally.
So I'm definitely happier here.
You definitely can be yourself more, for sure.
Yeah. I've learned a lot about myself while living out here, and like, I've just like, I'm so surprised. I'm like, oh, I do like being like this. Oh, yeah. I am like this, and I do like these kind of people. And
yeah, I feel like I'm in the same boat as of recent, because I now I'm living alone and I'm going through like what you're going through. And you're so mature, because I'm 2 years older than you almost, and I feel like I'm relating to you now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, congrats on absolutely everything.
Thank you.
And is there any more future products you want to shout out, or things that you got going on? And, of course, give everyone your handles.
Yes. My Instagram's Emma Brooks, and my TikTok's Emma Brooks McAllister, and Snapchat is Sarah K. Wolfatar. That's a story
is
for
what?
Another. Sarah K. Wolfatar.
Okay, I think we need the story right now.
I think that elementary school is just an interesting time for myself. I was a part of a really interesting group of kids.
Okay, I get it.
Gotta keep the suspense. I'll tell you after this. Okay. How about that? I'll keep the suspense for everyone else.
Just elementary school, cute.
Elementary school is weird.
Love it.
I do want to emphasize a little bit more of 50-50.
Okay.
And to keep it relevant in people's minds for them to remember in the future. It's a new project.
Cute.
New York Fashion.
I'm gonna be there.
I'm gonna be there too. So New York Fashion Week is really coming up, and I'm really focusing on that right now. But I'm really excited. A lot of new like modeling opportunities, and just a lot more projects that are just on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But can't be too official.
Are you going to the Sherry Hill fashion show?
I am.
I'm going to be there too.
Okay, good. That makes me so happy. I'm so excited. I have to go to that.
Wow, we're going to be in New York together.
I know. I love New York.
We have to go to like Milk or something.
Oh, please. I love Milk.
Wow. Okay, well, everyone follow her on Instagram. Make sure you guys rate the episode 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Add us to your Spotify playlist. And I'll see you guys next Thursday with a new episode. Bye.